Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. As you may know, I am a lover of lists. I think that they are as descriptive as few other word forms are. Windows into the list maker. Now, I wrote this list years ago and just now rediscovered it in the attic of my computer. As lists are, this is one that is almost completely descriptive of my childhood. It is a list of things that I sent away for as a boy. For those of you under a certain age, sending away was just like ordering online, except that it required a filled-out form mailed in a stamped envelope and deposited into my neighborhood mailbox. The result was just like now. You got a package delivered to your door, and the anticipation of it was delicious. I sent away for genuine facsimiles of Confederate currency. I was sure that my $2 investment would be worth millions if I squirreled it away for a while. I told my dad about it after I sent my money in, and he sat me down for one of those chats. He was completely sympathetic to my situation and realized that this was a good time to teach a lesson. Eddie, facsimile is a word that means imitations, make-believe. It's not real Confederate money. I realized that I had been taken. Oh, well, the money looked great when it arrived, and I kept it, looked at it, for years. A Joe Weider bodybuilding course offered boys a way to prevent having sand kicked in your face at the beach by older, more popular, handsome boys, by becoming muscular and thereby unassailable. Even though sand had never been kicked in my face, I was determined to prevent it and sent away for the course. 1,000 valuable postage stamps from all over the world, all yours for just 50 cents. Now, I was a budding philatelist, that's a stamp collector, so the prospect of so many stamps for 50 cents was enticing. The fact that a company was selling so many stamps for so little money had no effect on my belief that some rare stamps would show up in the bunch. 100 valuable coins from all over the world, all yours for $2. I was a young man of some means. After all, I had an allowance of 50 cents a week, so saving the $2 was an achievable goal. Sure to be paid for hundreds of times over by that rare doubloon at the bottom of those 100 coins. I drew Sparky the dog and sent it in to have my artistic talent evaluated. Needless to say, the Sparky people told me I was a genius. I knew I had a certain talent for drawing and painting anyway, but it was nice to have the experts at Sparky agree with me. I sent for 500 toy soldiers of the Civil War, half Union and half Confederate. It was fair that way. I was expecting tin soldiers of substantial heft. I got a bag of blue and gray flat plastic stampings that wouldn't even stand up. I couldn't even play with them. It was junk of the lowest order, and I was truly disappointed. I wanted x-ray glasses, the kind that could see right through people's clothes. Those glasses were advertised on the back of just about every comic book for sale at the candy store. Actually, I never sent for them, but I sure wanted to. The possibilities seemed endless. I was devoted to my John Nagy Learn to Draw course, which came with charcoal pencils, pastels, watercolors, art paper, and a really cool step-by-step book about drawing realistic pictures. I will say this about it. John Nagy taught me to know where the sun was in a landscape. Bright on this side, shadows on that side. Hey, that's art. The only thing I sent for as a child that truly delivered was my Captain Video decoder ring. I encoded and decoded countless critical messages over a period of 13 months. I'm quite certain that I, and my friends, saved the galaxy from the evil Ming several times over. It never failed, and it was never detected by Ming's wicked agents. That's the way it was for us kids in those days. We had great hopes for that next package, that it would be everything that the advertisement said it was, and more. Funny how some things don't change much. I'm still looking forward to the next package. Hey, with all the new advancements in technologies since 1957, those x-ray glasses are probably perfect by now.